I'm Brian Deal from the Deal Insurance Group.
As private insurance agents, what does it mean that now there's this online marketplace starting October 1st?
That's actually a convenience for the consumer, but what we found out with our other insurance companies that have 1-800 number and online services that people can access, people still really, about 70% really still do prefer to deal with an insurance agent versus an 800 number or an online service. Basically, all of the insurance agencies that are still interested in serving people with health insurance are becoming certified, and most are already certified to deal with the insurance exchange, so they can help people place the policy just like they have in the past.
Okay, so even though all of this information will be available online and the insurance agents could still be a part of that process. And Brian, I guess it's also true that not all insurance companies are participating in the exchange, so people would still rely on private insurance agents to access those plans, right?
That's true, yep. If they're not eligible for the exchange, they can still maintain and buy private insurance. And a lot of the insurance companies have, most of the insurance companies in the state actually have developed plans that comply with the federal law, have all the coverages that the basic policy should have. And I've actually heard in some cases the rates are in the state of Wisconsin, I think there's going to be more good news for people than they might be anticipating if they hear all the doom and gloom on the other news sources.
And since the first day of the exchange is upon us, what are you expecting for launch day? Will it be a busy day or will it not affect you at all?
I would anticipate it's going to be a little bit busier day than normal.
Well, thank you again, Brian Deal, for joining us.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and appreciate your interest in the story.